Hey, everybody. What you're about to hear is a free preview of a podcast on our $5 exclusive episodes tier at patreon.com/retronauts. And if you want to hear the whole thing, please go to patreon.com/retronauts and sign up at the $5 exclusive episodes tier. Once you do that, you'll get access to all of our previous exclusive episodes and our future ones as well, as long as you remain a patron, and our exclusive episodes will launch every other Friday. Again, that is the Retronauts Patreon at patreon.com/retronauts, and I'll let you get to this free preview of one of our exclusive episodes. Okay, we're going to move on to Cyan. So again, we're going up alphabetical order here. Cyan is a samurai. He has one of the more tragic backstories, although from an adult perspective, the poisoning is very stupid. But as a kid, I really bought into it. The joke I made on stage is like everyone went to the big water drinking party,
yeah.
And he was late. save me some water, guys. Yeah, so everyone dies in his castle. I like how he's secretly horny. But he's also afraid of machines, which makes him like a very strange man in general. And he is a dead wife guy. There's a lot of wife guys in this story, actually. There's a lot of ponytail guys and a lot of wife guys. But in terms of going over his mechanics in battle, I will judge him based on how it works in Pixel Remaster, where in the original version you have to wait for a meter to fill up.
Yeah.
You have to remember what the numbers mean. In Pixel Remaster, you just select the skill and it'll do it. So I feel like now that that's an option, I actually use him. And I find him very useful. And his katana attacks are very powerful. But I do like him. I think he's a strong character. And I like his interplay with like Sabin and Gao especially. And he's fun. I like Cyan a bunch.
I'm torn because I feel like he is kind of useful. But also, I think I got off on the wrong foot with that guy. Because you show up at the castle and then you have this big dramatic scene right away. And I'm like, I just met you. I didn't even meet your family. They're already dead. And now, you're gonna be this guy for the rest of the story.
Yeah.
And the fact that he comes back later on, like he's impersonating dead soldiers, so he can write love letters to some other lady, and you know, then you can introduce them later, and then that can trigger a whole side quest thing for him. And I don't know. I wasn't into that. I do think he's definitely useful. I definitely enjoyed giving him like the Genji glove, and then like he's basically dual wielding like. What's his name? Miyamoto? Matsumoto? The famous duel
Musashi
guy. Musashi?
Yeah.
That guy. Yeah.
I know him for his brave fencing.
Yes. but, yeah. And also, you know, this is incredibly tacky, but the first time I saw him in the game and I saw the portrait, he just has this massive head. I actually called him Five Head because he's got way too much skin up here, like the Leo Hulk. So,
I think his ponytail is too tight.
Maybe he's just going bald.
I don't really like Cyan. I'm sorry. I think his Japanese better. His name is better because it's like cayenne, so it sounds like something spicy.
Pepper. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, only mustache in the main crew, right? Only mustache.
Pretty much, unless you count a
Strago.
The old guy's got a little goatee.
Yeah, I mean, like just a sole mustache, without a beard. Yeah, so,
I think so
he's got the Sakaguchi mustache too.
Hey, someone's got to have it.
Self-insert.
Yeah, Nadia, his wife and kids are okay as far as I know. Nadia, how about you, Cyan? Cyan.
I am so mixed because mechanics-wise, I am still biased like towards the first SNES incarnation of the game, and therefore I just found him useless to use for most of the time. I also kind of hate him because I was talking to someone about this actually before we recorded this. There is a sequence he has where he falls into a dream, and that's like him trying to work out his shit. And it's, if you get stuck in there, you can't get out. You can't trade espers because everyone's like, that's something you could do in the original. And you can do it now, thankfully.
Yeah.
They fixed that in the remaster. But, I was basically out kind of leveling up my loser party because I want to take on Kefka. And I somehow got drawn into the dream because I guess I tried to sleep at Doma like a stupid idiot. And I've got pulled into this dream sequence where I just, like, could not really... I was just forced to stay there until I could build up my characters to strong enough to get them out, because that sequence also has the most obtuse, stupid boss in RPG history, Rexxol, who I had, even back then, I had no idea about the whole X-Zone slash Vanish trick, which was a massive popular bug where you could like annihilate anything in one move. But
yeah, unfortunately, they took that bug out of the new version of the game, which is the bug I used to destroy Rexxul.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. So, like, as you can, even now, like, fighting him legitimately is tedious as hell. So, yeah, I kind of had to suffer through Cyan's dream until he worked stuff out. You did get some really, I think that's how you get the Alexander Magicite, if I'm not mistaken, which is Alexander's always a great summon.
There's a really good prize at the end of that dungeon, but, if you can get through it.
I do like him story wise. I find him, like, yeah, he's a sad dad, but he's very noble about it. Like, he tries very hard to hide it, and it just spills out everywhere. I find, when I replayed the game, I found the storyline of him, like, writing those letters, I actually found him very sad, because you could tell, he is deeply hurt, and his woman's deeply hurt, and he's doing her wrong, but he thinks he's doing right. So, he tries. He's a dude who tries. I appreciate him for that much.
Well, I'm going to say, we're going to do our scores now. I like him because he's more useful now. I like him because he's got a great theme, and also he's responsible for one of the best set pieces in the game, the Phantom Train.
That's true.
So you know what? I'm going to surprise myself here, and I'm going to give him an 8. So I'm going to give him an 8. Let's go around the room here, Diamond.
Well, I'll stick with my first hunch. So I called him 5. Had to give him a 5.
5. Okay. Nadia.
I feel like a 5 as well. I don't like playing as him. I like his story. I do actually like how FF6 really adapted like his theme and everything of that for Stormblood, but that doesn't really count for anything, so 5.
And floor person?
I'm going to say 6. I don't use him much, but I do like the Phantom Train a lot, and I like his manner of speech. Mm-hmm. He says thou.
He's Mr. Thou.
He's Mr. Thou.
So, yes. And again, we'll tabulate all of these. I need a break to do mental math.